Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, original founding member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1998, 18 and a half years she's been hanging out with us. Barbara, we thank you for the steadfast support that you've given to all of us and to my audience and all the things that you do for small business. On behalf of small business, we thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me these years.
You're always welcome here. BarbaraWeltman.com, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Books. Just go to the website, folks, and you'll see all the things that she's doing, all the things she's involved in, helping so many other folks. I've seen you. I know you're helping our mutual friend Karen Kerrigan, doing a lot of stuff with her over at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Good for you on that. Barbara, this is the weekend that we're commemorating the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And you've got a story I want you to tell.
Yeah. Time,
as a New Yorker.
As a New Yorker, exactly. Yeah. I lived in north of New York City in a town in Westchester County. And I was at the time I was a fire commissioner. And we sent people and crates of bottled water down to the Bronx to... We were a volunteer fire department, but we sent our people down to the Bronx to relieve one of the one of the houses in the Bronx so that they could go down to 9/11. So we weren't directly involved; we were kind of indirectly involved. But my son-in-law was in the National Guard, and he was sent to 9/11. He was down by 9/11 for a couple of days. Yeah. So it was very personal.
Well, and of course, everyone who has memories knows what was going on those days. I had just gotten off the air. In fact, Barbara, a member, I think it was either that day, I think it was that day or the day before, I interviewed someone from the World Trade Organization. They weren't located in that building, but I mean, I just interviewed them for the show. And I got off the air, and I got in my car and was driving to another business that I owned at the time. And I turned the radio on, and I heard that a plane had flown into one of the buildings in New York. And I thought, huh, that sounds interesting. So I turned my car off, went back in the house, turned the television on, sat down, turned the television on in my office in time to see the second plane bank into the other tower.
One of the takeaways that of time, though, you recall, because I do, right after this happened, in the days and the weeks following, there was so much unity and good feeling among everybody.
Lasted about 30 days.
Yeah, everybody was so nice to each other, and being in New York, it was really a radical change,
right?
And people, in public were smiling at each other and acknowledging each other.
Nancy Pelosi saying nice things about George Bush. Who would have thought it, right?
Exactly,
and the lamb laid down with the lion, right? That kind of thing.
I guess that was it. It stuck with me for all these years to remember.
But that we haven't had that since then, and it's a shame. So, but here's the thing that bothers me, Barbara. You and I, and by the way, folks, in our poll this week, if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, if you take our newsletter, you've seen our poll this week about, I ask, do you feel more or less safe today than you did the day before 9/11? And two-thirds of our folks said that they weren't worried then, but they're more worried now. And that's kind of where I am, Barb. And the thing is what upsets me is the world is more afire, more on fire now with these kind of bad people, evil people out there. We have come. With all the lives that we spent in Iraq and Afghanistan and all the things that we've done, all things that we know, Barbara, we don't, we're worse off overseas than we are than we were then.
Yeah. I heard it, a veteran on the news over the weekend, and he said, you know, what do we have to show for it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's plenty of blame to be laid down on both sides of the aisle. It's about leadership, isn't it?
It's about leadership.
It's scary.
And as he said, they still haven't defined the mission in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here.
Great.
Appreciate your help.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, BarbaraWeltman.com. We'll have her back another day real soon. We don't go along without Barbara's wisdom. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.